Hi, everybody. This is Sharon Rhodes again from Time for You. And I'm here to remind you to take time for you. Time to be, time to rest, time to relax, time to breathe, time to learn something new, and time to laugh. You know, we were born knowing how to laugh. We have to learn how to walk and talk and dress ourselves. But a newborn baby knows how to laugh, and most babies laugh a lot, don't they? And then, well, they grow up, and laughter becomes less spontaneous. Let me ask you, when was the last time you laughed, really belly laughed, at something funny? Do you know how good it is to laugh? You've probably heard that laughter is the best medicine, right? And there's actual proof that that's true. You see, when you take time to laugh, really laugh, you release physical tension in your muscles, and that alone can help alleviate aches and pains. You also reduce stress hormones like cortisol and adrenaline, and you increase endorphins, which helps make you feel really good. That release of endorphins can also bring about temporary pain relief. Now, laughter helps to increase the production of the body's immune cells, which help you fight infections. Laughter increases blood flow, which helps the cardiovascular system and delivers more oxygen to the brain, which helps cognitive functions. Seeing humor in everyday annoyances can help us put problems into perspective and avoid confrontations, bitterness, and resentment. Now, negative emotional states like depression and anxiety can actually increase the risk of cardiovascular disease. Did you know that a study published in the American Journal of Cardiology set out to see if what I just said was really true? The study involved showing either a funny movie or a serious documentary to 17 participants. On different days, each participant watched one type of movie. So on one day, they would watch a funny movie. On a different day, they would watch a serious documentary. And then their results were compared. The study found that both the heart rate and the blood pressure increased while participants watched the comedy, but not the documentary. The team also looked at something called carotid arterial compliance, which is a measure of the artery's flexibility and its ability to endure increases in pressure. Higher levels of compliance are a sign of healthier arteries. And the results showed that carotid arterial compliance increased significantly after watching the comedy, only returning to the baseline values after 24 hours. During the documentary or the serious movie, the compliance remained constant. It did not change. Now, although this study involves only 17 participants, researchers concluded that these results suggest that laughter, at least caused by funny movies, had a beneficial impact on vascular function. And that is a quote from the study that was published in the American Journal of Cardiology. Laughter might even help us live longer. A 15-year study conducted in Norway involving over 53,000 women and men showed that women who had a high humor score, which meant they laughed more, were associated with 48% less risk of death from all causes, a 73% lower risk of death from heart disease, and an 83% lower risk of death from infection. So it truly seems that laughter is the best medicine. So today, find something funny and laugh out loud. Find something funny every day and be sure to take time to laugh out loud, because laughter truly is the best medicine. That's all I have for today. If you enjoy this, if you like these podcasts, please check back again, follow us, and be sure to recommend us to your friends. Thank you and have a blessed day.